Time now for our weekly social media segment, a look at the stories trending this week, and right on time, that study from MIT showing fake news travels 6 times faster and reaches more people on Twitter than the truth does. Professor Sanan Aral is one of the researchers.
We also found that false political news traveled farther, faster, deeper, and more broadly than any other type of false news, which gives us some sense into the why, because the topics matter.
Femi Okey is host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English. Femi, this study looked at more than 126,000 stories tweeted millions of times between 2006 and 2016, right before the president took office. What were the big takeaways for you, somebody who monitors this and now sees how much of it is fake?
Well, scientific study was basically the lifespan of Twitter. So they focused, the data scientists from MIT focused on Twitter and the rumors that go around, and then looking at what's rumor, what's truth. This literally is the science of fake news. Mm-hmm. Twitter is a great place to hang out because it is where I believe fake news goes to chillax. Mm-hmm. And so the data scientists were trying to work out, is there a specific kind of news that travels faster and a specific kind of genre that travels faster? It all travels about the same speed, whether it is political news or whether it's entertainment. Political news is just a little bit better. And what would be the common thread in this? Perhaps bots. We've talked so much about bots and
Russian
fake
bots.
News.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, Russian bots. But Russian bots spread fake and credible news at the same rate. The factor is us. It's the novelty factor of, oh, this is a little bit different. This is a little bit odd. That is the extra little bit of science that makes the fake news travel a little bit faster than anything else.
It's unbelievable. Mm-hmm. A fake story takes about 10 hours to reach 1,500 Twitter users. It takes a real story about 60 hours to reach, you know, maybe, you know, on average, 35% more people. But it takes so much longer, so much fewer people.
We are
ultimately
to blame. Because it's the novelty, it's the emotional reactions as well. And the data scientists at MIT are saying it's pretty clear that false information outperforms true information. That is fact, that is not fake. I love what John Dickerson's take is on this. He's from CBS and he tweeted this. It used to be that a lie could get halfway around the world before the truth gets its boots on. Now the lie makes it around the globe and is on the front porch enjoying an iced tea.
Yeah. Look, Russia might know how efficient this social media is in spreading fake information, very efficient for them. But staying with Twitter, yesterday a judge in federal court in Manhattan heard lawyers argue about whether it's constitutional for President Trump to block people from following him on Twitter. He's done this to Twitter users and many who follow the handle at Real Donald Trump. The judge hearing these arguments had a novel idea. Instead of blocking some Twitter followers, the president should mute them. Explain for people who don't know what that means and how's it being received.
So when you get your tweets, the very short mini blog messages on the social platform Twitter, you have some options. If you click on the right-hand side, you can do things like mute the conversation, mute the actual person who's tweeting you, block them, unfollow them. So there are lots of different options there. If you block them, they know they're blocked. They can't access your tweets. They can't have a conversation with you. If you mute them, you've basically made them invisible to you. So whoever is tweeting you can carry on tweeting and interacting. It's just that you're not going to respond.
Yeah, well, the people behind the lawsuit are saying that they have to be able to, they can't be blocked. They have to be able to sort of see what the president is saying, because that becomes, you know, it's the words of a president. Everybody should be able to hear them.
And official White House statements, official presidential statements, you shouldn't be able to be able to disengage.
Well, the judge is advising both sides to settle. Otherwise, he's going to decide. I just want to make sure we've mentioned that the Saudi crown prince is in the middle of a 3-day visit to the UK with a publicity campaign. People are talking about it on social media. What are they saying?
He brought posters and billboards, and black cabs have his face on, and a hashtag as well, his own hashtag. Hashtag welcome Saudi crown prince. And people on Twitter are noticing this and thinking, why is he doing so much? Banu B tweets, the Saudi crown prince's face is all over billboards across London. Rather telling that a foreign leader needs to take out ads to convince people he's good.
Well, you have Jim Watterson, a political editor at BuzzFeed, saying the big winner in the visit of the Saudi crown prince to the UK appears to be ad agencies who sold him these ads. Femi Okey, host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English, thanks as always.
You're welcome.
And next time, we're going to have to ask Femi about her tweet. She tweeted the other day that she was able to get a big tube of toothpaste through the security at the San Salvador airport.
Well, next, we'll lead with that next
Good
time.
Good job, Femi.